Okay, good morning, everybody. So we have our opportunity to have a day-long meditation today. The topic is desire or aspiration, the wanting mind versus spiritual direction. Subtitle, Can a Buddhist Want Anything? I think what would be, say, good to want right now would be a bit of quiet and be able to begin the day with just settling down. We've all come from different places to be here. On the freeways, through the traffic, we left by Gary at 5:45 this morning to be here. It's just nice to be here and to have some time to settle and be quiet. So we could begin by having a meditation period. I'll give a bit of reflection first, and then we can sit quietly, and then I'll give a bit of a address the topic of the day, and see where we go with it. in the beginning, our day with a period of meditation, taking the time to sit quietly, paying attention to our breathing. Paying attention to our body, anchoring awareness in our present moment experience, and I think it's helpful to just set up a recollection. Because it's easy to say, establish awareness in our present moment experience. It's sort of like a nice Buddhist buzzword. There's a really big difference between our present moment experience and our conceptual experience, in the sense of what we're conceiving of, what we think we should be doing, how our mind should be. How we should feel, that's in the realm of conception, thought, projection. So just to set a lot of that aside and really feel, well, what am I actually experiencing? What is the experience of breathing in and breathing out? What's the experience of my body as I'm sitting here? Am I relaxed? Am I tense? Am I agitated? Restless? There's no... It doesn't really matter where we start. We do have our breath to plug into. As breathing in, just establishing that quality of awareness. Being attentive. Experiencing the breath as it comes in, experiencing the breath as it goes out. Experiencing the body. Give a bit of attention to a sense of balancing and maybe, let me say, brightening maybe is a good word. Early morning, good time to brighten. But that's a, a physical experience. Because it's easy to sink, both physically and mentally. And we'll do that. We'll slip into that fairly easily, kind of sinking. Oftentimes because we try too hard to focus or concentrate the mind, and then it shifts or slips into a kind of sinking. So that brightening the mind, brightening the posture, brightening the body, feeling a sense of spaciousness. Sort of as we breathe in, I mean, it's the nature of the breath is, of course, it's expansive. Breathing in, allowing that expansive quality. You breathe in, the chest expands, the body expands. As we breathe out, just allowing a settling to take place. And that expansive quality is also gives an opportunity for a sense of brightness or a sense of lightness. So allowing the breath to bring a quality of a brightness, of clarity into the mind. The body and mind they exist together. It's good to learn how to allow them to communicate. And encouraging the body, encouraging the mind to be alert and awake. It's actually the literal translation of the word Buddha is one who is awakened. So that sense of awakening, an inner awakening. So as we breathe in, quality of knowing, quality of awakening. Relaxing, settling, but also brightening. Not getting pulled into a sinking quality. So we begin the morning just working with some of those themes of meditation. Beginning the meditation, we can sit for maybe about half an hour. And you begin the day, begin the morning with our period of meditation, getting settled and quiet internally, getting clear even if the mind is not quiet, but being attentive and not fighting, not struggling with the mind, saying, okay, this is the way it is. It's like this.